Oh, hi, Oz.
Yes.
Hi, it's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
I'm good. Hi, Tina.
Hi. I was just following up regarding your account and the cancellation request. I understand that you recently signed up with us and now you're wanting to cancel?
Yes. I did order
okay.
it. That's right.
No, Joy spoke with you yesterday and she said you didn't want to continue with the service. So she told you someone would reach out to you within 24 hours. That's why I'm calling. And I do need to give you some options because if you recall in your terms and conditions that you acknowledged with your e-signature, you agreed to an automatic renewal each month on the 10th. And in order to prevent that charge, you have to call us 3 business days prior to cancel. So there is a $199 past due balance on the account, and we can't even cancel an account with a past due balance. So how come you're wanting to cancel, if you don't mind my asking?
I won't cancel. That's what I want.
Yes, but you have to pay the $199 that was due on May 10th in order to cancel.
I called before, like 2 weeks ago to cancel. Nobody responded to me, and I left message. Nobody called me after you gave me call on Tuesday.
Yeah, our incoming calls are recorded for quality assurance, and there was no cancellation call from you since yesterday, and that's when the account was already past due. So
okay,
there's nothing from
–
yeah.
2 weeks ago. I called you before 2 weeks ago, and nobody gave me call back. That's, I think
but
it's
if,
– yeah,
if you called 2 weeks ago, if you called 2 weeks ago, it would show in our call history – that an incoming call came from 440-530-0222. And
yes,
it would have the timestamp and the date, and it doesn't have that. We don't have an incoming call from you 2 weeks ago. We only have the one from yesterday. Or, I mean, from the 14th.
If you see my account or for the website, I already, I have the manager for my website, correct? And I already removed it from him. For my account before 2 weeks, 3 weeks ago. That's what I'm,
okay.
I have, you can see my, I put in my manager for my website and I don't have it before 2 weeks, 3 ago. That's what I'm calling you guys. I called him or called him maybe. I don't know.
I think you have us mistaken with another company because we're not touching your website in any way, shape or form. All we do is attach it to all the listings and then optimize the listings to show on the first page. So now your site will get the exposure that it needs to bring you clients. But if you talk to someone 2 weeks ago and you remove them as a manager from your site, that wasn't us because we were never added to your site because we don't do anything with your site.
I don't know. I canceled him. I don't know. I should call you also. This is not. I don't know what I should do. I called a couple company to cancel my account. I already canceled, and I don't have any benefit for this website.
So I want to tell you one thing.
What happened to me? It's the same. No more customer. Nothing happened to my website. I feel upset for this company. Be honest. I'm not happy for this.
Yes. Well, that's a different company because we're not managing the website. We're managing your Google listing.
I don't know. This is a different company. Not my fault. I don't know. I will not pay more. $199. This is not my fault.
Well, that's between you and your credit because you signed the agreement that said that you would automatically renew.
Also, they charged me $620 without any permission, and I called my bank. They buy from Fireplace something because they charge my credit card $620. And I made case for him. For
that's
my bank.
Not
That's not my fault. I will not pay $999. Sorry, I will not pay more. Okay?
Well, if you do it now, it's only past due for that. If you just leave it, then on June 10th, it will recur to $398, and it will continue to do so until this settles.
I canceled my account, ma'am. I canceled my account. I don't need any more services.
What's your cancellation confirmation number then? If you canceled the account, you would have a confirmation.
Nobody gave me a call. Nobody called me. I called you, called the company. Nobody gave me a call back before 2 weeks ago. What I should do?
It was another company that you called. It wasn't Local Splash because we don't have a call history of that. You're not listening to me. All of our calls incoming are recorded for quality assurance.
No, I understood. I understood. But
yes,
this is not, I should call you and call another company to cancel. This is not my fault. I called this guy. He did this one to me and nobody gave me a call 1 month.
Who is this guy? Who is he though? Who did you call?
He made
it wasn't
he made the website. I don't know his number, his name, and I forget everything. 2 weeks, 3 weeks ago. I don't feel happy for them. That's it.
Yeah, it wasn't us. I'm so sorry to hear that. We don't do your website, so you have us confused with another company.
Why is this company? They don't give me good things. Why you give me switch to the company? They give me good deal. You should give me.
What do you mean?
I will be the first one in the Google, the first page. I am not. No customer more. What's the benefit to pay $199 for nothing? Just charge people customers without any benefit. Why I pay $200 for nothing?
In the last 30 days that you've been with us, your company has been found on the first page of Google 529 times, and you've had 48 Google actions, which include 30 clicks to your site and 18 clicks to call you. So
Sorry about that. That's not correct. That's not correct.
That's
I know
analytics
I have the number,
coming
but I don't
from
have,
your Google page.
I don't have customer. Please, listen
okay,
to me. I don't have enough. If I'm happy for this, I will not cancel. I am not happy for this website, for this company, both of you guys. Okay?
But we don't do your website. That's the thing. You're getting us confused with another company. Now, can I give you an option, Os? Because I know that I understand what the confusion is, I think, is that you paid somebody to manage your website and you're not happy with it, so you canceled that. But in the meantime, you paid Local Splash to optimize your Google listing, and we're two separate companies. So if you fired the guy that's doing your website, I can actually give you a website that's included with this package for free. Typically, we charge $400 extra for the site, but I can actually have one created for you and apply that with no additional cost. And the benefits to having the sites that we build is that they're 100% Google compliant, highly rankable websites. So you'll get much, much better results. But also, on your site, it's a Wix site. So it's abuser.wixsite.com/Hattie Appliances. That's not very professional to have a URL like that when you have a business, right?
I don't know.
So we could, when we buy the domain for you, and like I said, it wouldn't cost you extra. We could include it for you free of charge. We could see if HattieAppliances.com is available or HattieAppliances.net, and we could give you some options as to what website you'll get. But I think that that would help you a lot, especially if you fired this guy that made your site. You know what I mean? So I think... Yeah, because, you know, it is 2024, you're going to need a site anyway.
Why you give me, like, two couples company? I call you guys and it should be cancel. Why you switch company to company to company? I don't know.
Well, I think...
You don't Local Supplies. That's what I had. I called the... I don't know you have couple companies, different websites, different guys to charge me. Why switch like three guys to make the website? I don't need this is trouble.
So your website is a Wix site, okay? W-I-X.
I think
you set it up yourself or something like that, but we didn't set up that site for you. All we do is we attach it to Google, to Bing, to the directories. We make sure that that site comes up from the iPhones, the Androids, the tablets, and the voice-activated devices, such as...
If I go to the Splash now, my website is canceled and defective account, okay?
No, it's not.
Yeah, it is. Go ahead, see.
So I'm looking at your account, and the website that we have attached to it is the Wix site, and it's still up. It's not canceled. And
this
if
is
you
Wix
did
site
cancel,
is mine. This is I made this one, not the guy. This is mine.
Yes,
I did. This.
That's
yeah.
the site that when you signed up with us, you told us you want us to promote that site because you already had it. That's why we're promoting that site on the first page of Google and Bing for you. So sometimes people call us and they don't have a website, and we tell them, okay, we can build one for you. It's an extra $400, but you didn't have to pay that because you already had a site. But having a website in and of itself will never bring you a client, right? The value to what we do is to make sure that the websites are being found in a spotlight position on the first page. And I'll tell you this much, Oz, you've been with us for 4 weeks. We quote maximum results within 30 to 45 days. So you're right on the cusp of where this is going to explode and get your phone ringing and bring you a ton of work. So even if you were to cancel now, it would kind of be like shooting yourself in the foot, because right when you're on the cusp of having it pay off for you, that's when all of the programming stops. So that's, you know, all that I'm saying is, you know, there's a past due balance on here. And what I would recommend is if, you know, since you have to pay that anyway in order to prevent a ding to your credit, you know, settle that. I can give you an extra 2 weeks for free on the back end, which would give you all the way until June 24th to get your phone ringing, capture more business. By June 24th, I know you're going to be so happy with it, you're not going to want to cancel it because nobody cancels on profit, but you'll still be able to. If you wanted to at that point, you could call in and cancel and you wouldn't have any further charges, but that way you'll get more bang for your buck out of what you've already paid. You know what I mean?
Tina, I will not pay $199, okay?
Okay, so, well then, I mean, I can't tell you how to run your business or run your credit, but this will continue to reoccur until it settles. So.
Tina, I will not pay because it's not auto-renew, okay?
It is auto-renew. That's what you signed
no.
in your agreement. We
no,
have
no.
your e-signature with your IP address. So that's
this
what you agreed to.
No. You cannot charge me before permission. Why are you charging me before permission?
So you're on a month-to-month subscription with us,
yes.
but we ask you that if you don't want to continue, that you call us 3 business days prior to May 10th to process the cancellation.
I called you guys. I called the company. I don't know who called. It doesn't matter. You or another company. I don't know.
I called someone.
Nobody give me a call back. Why you work with the people they don't know?
That call would have been returned, though. All of our calls are recorded for quality assurance, and even if you call after hours, they have an option to set an appointment to call you back. And there's no appointment set. There's no cancellation call 2 weeks ago. There was a call 2 weeks ago where you spoke with one of our customer service representatives, and it said they spoke with Oz Hadi, told him that we were done with the content creation.
Okay, Tina, I will pay $199 and I'm cancel my account. I don't like to work with you, okay? I'm very upset, not happy. I will report it for you, okay? Give me the payment now. I will pay now, okay?
Okay,
and I won't
The card that we have is no good, Oz. Is there another card that you'd like to use for the $199?
Can you be checked? Can I send you check? Give me the mail. I can send you. I don't trust. They charge me $620, and I call my bank.
We don't do.
The guy gets my card. Okay.
Yeah, it wasn't us, but we're a
verified
secured company. But you can't mail us a paper check, but I could do a one-time exception and take a check over the phone if you have the routing number and the account number.
You won't take my account now on my bank account? How can I give you today?
So if you wrote me a check, right, and you sent it in the mail, what happens is it comes to our corporation, somebody opens it, that person has access to your routing number and your account number because it's on the bottom of the check, right? Then they find out, they send it to the sorting room because we have 200 employees here, and they figure out which account it goes to. That person in the sorting room has access to
I can't send you by Venmo. I can't send you by Zelle, okay?
We don't do Venmo or Zelle, but here's what I would suggest. You could go get one of those prepaid cards, like a from Walmart or 7-Eleven, and put $199 on it, and then you could call me with that. And then once, you know, we get that payment, I can cancel the account. Would that work?
I don't know why. You see, I'm not comfortable with this whole company. You see, I don't have a trust. You see, that's not cool, correct?
We take Visa, MasterCard, American Express, and Discover. I even offered to do a one-time exception on an ACH processing. And you're saying you want to pay by Venmo or Zelle. We don't take Venmo or Zelle or PayPal or anything like that.
I can't pay this payment available. I cannot give you any card.
Right.
Why did you say, listen, Tina, I have the transaction from the guy. I give him my credit card. I have the website. He charged me $620. And I went to my bank. Okay. And this guy. That I told you. I don't like the work now with you guys. Why to switch to another company? Why? I talked with you.
We never charged you $620.
No,
we
not you. The guy who transmitted to me, I talked with him. I give him my credit card. Okay?
So the credit card that you gave us, it is a MasterCard ending in 6160. We only charged $199 on April 10th on it. We never charged.
Why after 2-3 days? I never used this credit card, maybe 2 years.
Yes.
That's when I give you, after 2-3 days, they charge me $620 because they knew my information card. Who knows? Just the guy I gave them. Okay?
Mm-hmm. So it wasn't anything associated with us. You know what I think could have happened, Oz, is somebody might have
not
called
you.
Not you,
Nina, not you. I am positive the guy. I am positive. Okay?
But
I give him the case now. The bank, he talked, I don't know. I talked with the bank. The case, the bank, they talked with him. I don't know. I give him under now, like, investigation, to be honest. Okay?
Well,
I'm
do
very
me a favor. Partner. If you can find his phone number or his email or anything like that, or even the transaction through the bank, who it was that actually charged you.
I have the website.
You could send that to me. Yeah, send it to me, and I'll send it over to my legal team, and they can look into it for you because it wasn't Local Splash. And if somebody called you and misrepresented themselves and saying that they're Local Splash, then that's fraudulent, and your bank should be able to get it back for you, right, because that wasn't us. But the only time we charge
you. He used it for different things. They can touch stone home. I went to the Google. It is like something with a fireplace. They buy some fireplace. I don't know what they bought.
Mm-hmm.
They use this information on 18th of April, Thursday.
How weird.
Yeah.
That's really weird.
Yeah.
So, well, I mean, if you want to settle the past due, you know, there's different options that I can give you, but, you know, there's just certain payment methods that we don't take. Do you have a PayPal account?
Yeah.
Let me send you an email because they did tell me one time on an exception that they would take PayPal.
I can send you by PayPal.
Okay, I'll send you the link, and then you can take care of it. And then once that's paid, I'll go ahead and cancel the account. Okay?
I won't give me the email before they cancel. When we pay, we'll cancel the account.
Oh yes, you'll get an email and a confirmation number right away once it's paid that the account's been canceled. But also reply to my email with the information regarding the people that charged you that or that fraudulent company, if you have their name or their email or their phone number, because we're a big corporation. We have over 200 employees, so we have a huge legal team.
When I talk with you, you transmit me to the guy I talk with him. I don't know his Mike, Dave, I don't know what his name.
When I talk with you, you transmit me to the
guy I talk with him, okay?
The guy that signed you up, his name was John, And yeah. It looks like initially you were speaking with, let me see, you had somebody that called you to make sure you were qualified, and then once they
The guy, I give him my credit card when I talk with you. After I talk with you, you transfer it to this guy. He charged me $199.
That was John. He's at our company, but he doesn't even have access to your account information because we're a VeriSign secured company. So everybody here at the company, if they look at your account, it's encrypted. All they can see is it's a MasterCard ending in 6160. All of the information.
Maybe when I give him my information, he puts in the paper, right? My information. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. So I'll send you this link that you can pay by PayPal. And then if you have any information about those fraudulent charges, just get it over to me. And like I said, I'll help you and at least send it over to our legal team. Okay.
No problem.
All right. When do you think you'll do that PayPal payment? Today or later in the week or?
Send me the email. I will pay you and you give me the email. Okay.
Okay. You got it. Okay. I will get this out to you. And in the meantime, have a really great rest of your week. Okay.
No problem. You too.
All right. Thank you, Oz. I appreciate that. Okay. Bye bye.